Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome to The Gift. Unleash. Unloose. You can go free now. All right? The Gift is an inspirational book. And what it's talking about is that you were created for greatness. You just don't know it. We have to be processed. Some folks get, you know, rich or famous early. And I'm not just talking about being famous or rich, but I'm just talking about coming into the plan of God for your life. There's something that he wants you to do that only you can do. So I want to let you know that you've been officially released to greatness if you will allow God to process you. It takes time. Greatness takes time, just like a diamond or making a pearl takes time. You know, when they create that pearl, they say sand gets in it, and that's what gives you that beautiful color of the pearl. Now, you know, when people agitate us and get next to us, sometimes, you know, we may not be so lovely, but that process, if we will allow God to make us patient and to temper us, we're going to turn out to be a very beautiful person, a very kind person, a very giving person, a very loving person, because we've allowed God to take us through the process of time to become the people that we need to be. So The Gift, you can find it online at Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble. But the book is a great gift. Like I said, it's an inspirational book, and it will help you to go through this period of your life to get to the next level. And you may say, well, I never got started. If you feel like you never got started, it's still a good book for you. If you got started and you stopped, it's a good book for you. If you're going and, you're going strong, it's a great inspirational book. So wherever you are in the process, this book is for you. So I want you to go out and get your copy. Get someone for Christmas or a birthday or, you know, marriage anniversary and whatever's coming up. Get the book. It will work. I'm so glad to be here. I'm getting ready to introduce a very wonderful person. She was the editor for the book. She and Prophetess Serena Washington is also on, but we're going to right now introduce Sedora Brown. Take it from the top, Sedora.
Good evening, and God bless. Thank you all so much for inviting me and participating with this great and awesome platform. I'm actually in Bible college and we're going through exams, so it's been most grueling, but of course so rewarding to be able to study God's Word. And I'd like to say Minister Serena and I have been connected through such a beautiful friendship that you just wouldn't believe. You just honestly wouldn't believe. She has poured out her heart and her soul to me, and she has basically lifted me and nourished me through what I've been going through and preparing me for the destiny that God has placed in my path. And we are now partnered to publish these books and get the word out. This is God sent. This is, of course, his will and his way, and of course, people want to know more and be published authors, but you've got you've got to put God first in anything that you do, and that this is what we're doing. So we're giving opportunities for people to become published authors and just spread his words and share the love of what he has in store for us. And this is an opportunity for you to take now in 2016 and become all that you've dreamed and share with the world your story, because everyone has a story. So again, I just want to say thank you. I am basically the editing side of the book publishing. I've been an educator for over 20 years, and we're not just going to put anything together, so it will be done correctly. It is professional, it is quality, and it's most importantly, it's with love. So I love you all, and thank you again. God bless.
That is able with 10,000 to meet him.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being on, Sidora, for that short period of time. And we've got the publisher with us of the Eagle Realm, and she's also president of her own university. I'm so glad you stopped by to say hello, Serena. And why don't you just tell the folks a little bit about you before we get started? Good.
Serena? First of all, I want to say, yes, ma'am. I want to say thank you, and all glory and honor be to God for having us on today. And when I say us, I mean the publishing company and also my connection from Nigeria Legas. But first of all, I just want to say that through deciding to come through our PCS Publishing University, your success determines your next step, and your next step determines your next project. And I want to say through it all, through deciding to start a project, you have to make sure that you have the right connections. And when I say the right connections, you'll be able to have a coach that's willing to sacrifice a couple of things. And when I say sacrifice, I mean time, energy, inspiration, motivation when you're going through those hard times. And that's the key to PCS Publishing University. I know we have a lot of publishing companies publishing books, but we are pretty much a one-on-one basis. That's what makes it so exciting for us, that we are. This is really our ministry. This is not just a regular publishing company, and, you know, I'm not knocking other publishing companies, but when I deal with someone one-on-one, I am there to be able to transform into whatever it is that you need at those times. And I know a lot of people say that you have to pick what ministry you want to be in. But when dealing with books and dealing with the realm of the supernatural, we must understand that we have a lot of different doors, whether they're closing or they're opening. You're actually becoming someone. You're deciding to take yourself and put yourself on a platform to be able to help the world, to show the world your expertise, to show the world what it is that you have that can impact their life at that second when they pick up your book, begin to read. So I take this very seriously. I take it so seriously that I have put together a program where you have to even fast and pray before we even get started on your book. And that's just to clear the atmosphere and to clear the line between our clients, us, and the Holy Spirit. So we're very excited about this. And Coach Cassandra, I would just like to ask you, how was your experience when you published your book through PCS Publishing University?
So the process was it was awesome. I had some fear and trepidation, because I think anytime you do something new, there's an amount of certain uncertainty and frustration. Can I do it? Do I have what it takes? You know, we all go through that anytime you do something new, you know, because who wants to fail? But if we look at failure as an opportunity to learn something, then you take the fear out of it. And not only that, sometimes you have to do it scared. Whatever you want to do in life, there are things that I do whether it's speak in front of people. When I first started speaking, my knees would shake, my hands would quiver, my throat would feel like it was closing up because I just was so self-conscious, you know? But the longer you do a thing, it's like riding a bike. So the more you do it, the better you become. And if you can remember what it was like when you first start riding a bike, you'd fall down, scrape your knee, and what would you do? You'd get right back up and you get on that bike and you keep trying. And that's the same way with the process of riding. You have to get help. You have to ask for help. You can't act like you know how to do it all. And I felt like Serena and Sidora were very helpful. They answered my questions. And that's important. When you're doing something new, you need people who will have your back, you know, who will basically say, you know, try this or try that or, you know, just take your time and get your thoughts together. Because writing is a gift you can learn. It takes practice. So if you would make a commitment to writing, I tell people every day, start with 10 or 15 minutes. Just write randomly. Just write. I read an article in Oprah magazine when I first started thinking about writing, and she had interviewed some writers, and she asked them in her magazine what was the best way to get started. And that's what they said. Just write whatever comes up. You know, don't worry about trying to sort through it right now. Just start writing, you know, and that's going to help you start building that writing muscle. And then, you know, then you might want to think about something specific that maybe interests you. Maybe it's sports. Maybe it's something that happened in your childhood that you wish had not happened. And you feel like you wouldn't write about that. Maybe you went through a bad marriage or maybe you got a great marriage. But whatever you write about, it should be something that is near and dear to you or something that you've researched thoroughly. And that's what's going to help the writing process become easier. And Serena was talking about discovering yourself. You know, great things never come from comfort zones. So in order for you to discover yourself, you have to put one foot in front of the other. And whatever it takes for you to do something that you need to learn, whether it's get educated, take a class, whatever it is, you need to get help. You find out from the people that know how to do it. That's why I went to Serena. She's an expert in that area. I'm not an expert. I might have expertise in other areas, but writing was not one of them. So wherever you need that help is, that's where you need to go. You need to pick up the phone. Make the phone call. Someone was talking to me recently telling me they wanted to go back to school. They told me this 3 months ago. I talked to them yesterday. Well, did you pick up the phone? Did you call? What did they tell you? No, I didn't do it. Well, why did you do it? Well, you know, I think I'm really not interested in school. That's true. If you're not really sold out about doing whatever it is you say you want to do, it's just lip service. We're going to know you're the real deal, Holyfield, if you get up and take action. You're not going to accomplish anything sitting down, and it's not going to come to you. Just like I'm getting ready for a tour, Serena and I, and in order for that tour to happen, we have to call people. We have to make plans, action plans. We got to do this by a certain date. We got to put on our calendar. We're going to meet at this time. We've got to call the hotel or whatever building facility we're going to use, and we have to do some action plans to make it happen. And then the day of the event, we got to show up. So if you don't show up, you know, that's half the battle. But if you don't show up, you won't get the results that you're looking for. So I hope that helped. Serena, back to you. You're such a delight to work with.
I'm very excited about what you're speaking about, and I would like to talk to individuals who are seeking to go to a higher level in God. And when I say a higher level in God, I want to speak to the individuals that want to start projects. I want to say that through coming through PCS Publishing University, we're actually promoting all God. So I don't want anyone to come in and think that we're a company that's just trying to push you into living directly for God, but we're here to guide you through the process and the steps of creating habits to be able to truly live for God with no agendas. And when I say truly live for God with no agendas, I want to say Luke 2:49, how is it that ye seek me? Like, what is the reason that you're seeking to publish through PCS Publishing University? Because everyone that connects with PCS Publishing University understands that we're about our Father business. It don't matter what it may be. I want to say, first of all, in the face of fear, and I call fear just an obstacle, a mountain. When you connect with me, you're actually connecting with someone that is spiritually equipped. And I know a lot of people see being equipped in a world and society today with material things, but even with those material things, we see so many people falling off of their platform and falling off of their thrones that they have created through worldly success. And coming through PCS Publishing University, we're actually creating a platform for you to build. It says any foundation that's not built on Yahshua, Jesus Christ, on God, then you have to understand that it will be tried. So through coming through our company, you're actually going to learn how to access and tap into your endurance, which is the Holy Spirit igniting you. And I want you to understand that in the face of fear, I want you to learn how to execute. Executing in the face of fear actually helps you to practice on being fearless. And this is just something from PCS Publishing University, our book that we just published. We're launching out with it now, launching into the deep. It's PCS Publishing University, Finding Your Purpose Through Writing. And this is the way that we operate. This book will help you understand the power that's behind the company. Yahweh blessed me to be a blessing to others. And this is everyone at the company. We all go through adversity and setbacks, but in those trials, it's what you learn that makes a difference. If you don't learn, you will surely visit that problem again until you learn a solution. Supernatural coaching, which is the Holy Ghost igniting us and accelerating us, will guide you through the process with real words from Yahweh. This is my mindset that I decided to put in a book when Yahweh told me this is what his children need. My success story of my life is based on patterns of thought. When I wake up in the morning, I know I have already won because my thought pattern keeps my atmosphere working for me. The thought process is your belief system. When your belief system is built on a pattern of good thoughts, it produces the seeds of victory, winning. Negative success is a bad thought pattern. If your loser system kicks into high gear, a thought pattern of bad habit overthrows your good thoughts. The outcome is failure. The purpose of this book is to teach you how who is holding your breakthrough. You all. You didn't pick up this book or dial the number today by chance. It's your turn to write the vision. And when you're writing this vision, the Father is actually telling you that he needs you at this time. That's why I was excited when Coach Cassandra decided to write her book, The Gift, because since I've met Coach Cassandra, I've understood that she is a media host. And in the times when we have difficult times and dark times like we have today, we have to understand that we need other channels to click on to give us hope. Every channel, and individuals don't understand when we say, I am the gift. I am the gift. So when you're watching all of this stressful news and stressful media, you have to understand that your body is releasing worry cells. When your body releases worry cells, it also produces sickness stress within you. So that becomes your atmosphere. So when you watch shows like Coach Cassandra's show, you actually will be producing joy, and joy produces life. That's why the Father say, I give you a spirit of joy. The spirit of joy can impact any atmosphere that you walk into. That's why I like to be connected with Coach Cassandra. That's why I like to be connected with Minister Sidora, because I know that this is the atmosphere that I'm creating. You can create whatever it is you want, and you can also pull and push whatever you want in your atmosphere. And so we're just, me and Coach Cassandra is happy. We're igniting a fire under individuals who have been dealing with world situations today, where the world have been just grinding away at your feet. I have seen the most successful people lose hope because of the atmosphere that they always impact themselves with. So, Coach Cassandra, I just want to ask you a question. What makes your TV show different? Not saying you're coming to take over the TV world, but when individuals click the station and they decide to watch the Life TV show, what is it that you will be impacting and empowering individuals with today?
Well, what I do, what I believe my specialty is, and we all have a specialty, I feel like I ignite people. I give them hope. People leave better than when they came. And isn't that the point, that we leave better than we came? And I teach them strategies. I have different people come on. I'm different talk hosts. Of course, you're going to be on. Serena, Sidora, so many people are going to be on. We're going to have everyday people on. We might do something, you know, on the street corner, just asking people questions. We want everyday people involved, because some of the most phenomenal people that I know are everyday people. And some of them know that they are. They just haven't wanted to pay the price for greatness. And when I say greatness, I don't mean that they're famous or they're like a Muhammad Ali, but I believe God gives us gifts in the earth to be successful. And some people aren't living in their success. They settle for less because they feel like that's the best that they can do. But what if you had a mindset, I can do better, I can be better? What if you decided to believe it and watch God work? You have not, because you're not asking. You're settling for less. You're being mediocre. And when I believed that greatness was on the inside of me, I started doing more. And not only that, the expectation, the bar continued to be raised when I would listen to people like Dr. Cindy Trenum, when I would listen to people like Bishop T.D. Jakes, when I would listen to people that are great in our society doing great things. People suffered great poverty and homelessness, like even the gentleman Tyler Perry. I mean, these people have something to contribute, because they suffered great sufferings. I remember T.D. Jakes talking about having his shoes, you know, the flaps. They were flapping because he couldn't afford a new pair of shoes, or, you know, or his pants, you know, had holes in them. And he would try to sit a certain way so people wouldn't see them. You know, I mean, I can relate. I've had those certain same experiences. And I believe God allows that to happen so that people, you can be relatable to everyday people. And isn't that the point of God giving us a platform so that we can empower others? It's not about me. It's not about Serena. It's about us obtaining the steps necessary and the training necessary so that we can empower other people. And Serena, I want to ask you, what is it in you that you knew that you had this gift to be a publisher? How did that happen? I mean, that's awesome. That's an awesome gift to have, to give to the world, to be a blessing. I mean, I think you were more excited about this book than I was. And I just wanted God to produce it. I didn't know how it was going to happen. And you kept pushing me to do it. You know, sometimes people don't even know they have books in them. How are you bringing that out of people? How did that happen?
Oh, well, I want to say thank you for asking me that and bringing me back to the source of becoming a publisher, because one day after I wrote my book, I didn't know I was going to be a publisher. I just follow orders as God, like I always do. And I picked up this book one day, and I was reading this book, and it was talking about an individual in China. And this gentleman said that he opened a bookstore. And when he opened a bookstore, it came time to pay his bill. But before the bookstore, God was telling me, and he was mourning to me, telling me that they have, society has produced all types of books, and each book is how to get to know Satan, how to get to do witchcraft, how to know how to get close to this, how to do everything of perversion. But we wonder why society failed, and nothing of how and true individuals that actually can impact them when they buy their book and decide to go to one of their conferences. So God told me, he said, I'm going to ordain you to put these books on the shelf, and I'm going to send, that's how I know each individual that come through my company is divine. I'm going to send individuals with stories so that you can publish the book and fill the shelves back with my book so that I can come in and change society. See, so many people are trying to change society today, and no one can change society. God spoke to me and told me the only way that this is going to happen is with the Holy Spirit. And it was like I froze up at that time, and that's when the book came back to me. And a guy in China said they was actually coming to shut his store down. And he said someone walked in the store, and the two men froze on the outside of the store. And the gentleman asked them, how much money are they asking for? How much money do you need? And he told him how much money he needed, and the gentleman talked to him and told him how he doing a great job. And he said the gentleman walked out the store, the two people that was coming in the truck with the delivery to close the store, they walked in the store, and he gave them the money. And so this just was confirming what God told to me. Whatever purpose it is that God gave you, by any means necessary, he will make sure that you fulfill that purpose. And still today, the guy is writing about it, saying that we really have angels. We really have people that sent to us to help us in these times. And so that's why I decided to open a publishing company, and not just open a publishing company, a university to help individuals get closer to God, a university to help individuals see the greatness that they have within themselves. Because I believe society falls because we look to human beings to actually be our source and that person to put our all into in the search. And God say, when you look at individuals, you're supposed to look directly at what they're saying, not at the person, not at the body, but what they're saying, because you can only trust God in this world today. And so when individuals come to PCS Publishing University, they have my word that I will only be the connector of them to the divine God in heaven so that they can fulfill their purpose through the endurance that God gives to them.
Okay, are you back to me then?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello? Okay.
Yes.
You didn't say that, okay? God didn't know
yes,
you were
ma'am.
That or not. That's good information. That's great information. Listen, you think it's time to open up the line for a few callers, or should we keep it moving?
Yeah, we'll open up the line for a few callers, but first of all, I just want to give me and you a break so that we can come on in 2 minutes. So if they give, we'll take a break and they can get ready to open up the lines. So we're going to the break now.
Hello?
Welcome to Module 1, Finding Your Purpose Through Writing. This is Prophet.
Yes, Coach Cassandra, we're back from the commercial, and just to get the show rolling and to get the show to keep going, we only have like 5 minutes left. So if you want to tell the audience what they'll be getting from the book, The Gift, from Cassandra McKissack, and how the gift coincide with your TV show, that'll be great.
Awesome. Yes, the book is called The Gift, Treasures in You. So if you go to Amazon.com, you need to make sure you put The Gift and Treasures in You. Because if you only put up The Gift, you may end up with some other books by other people called The Gift. But, of course, you'll look for my last name, which is McKissack, M-C, capital K-I-S-S-A-C-K, McKissack, like you're kissing, McKissack. And the book is called The Gift, Again, Treasures in You, and that is on Amazon.com. It's a great book. We're going to have T-shirts and the bookmarkers to go along with it. Again, this is an inspirational book, and it will help you in so many ways. And I've been getting some great responses on the people that have read the book, and it's a good thing when your publisher likes it. Serena said she likes it, so that's a good thing. And so we want you to get the book. Maybe you can get it for a gift if you feel like, you'd like to buy it for a gift for you and maybe someone else. It would be a great opportunity. And
how did writing a book actually help you to unloose and unleash yourself?
Wow. I feel like it took me to another level of freedom because I was doing something I was created to do. And because I was doing something I created to do, it made me feel like, you know, that I'm not alone, that what I had been doing, that wasn't the end of my story, because, you know, I had to put a comma there because there was more coming, more to look forward to. And that's what's exciting. You know, sometimes we think, okay, maybe you graduated high school. Maybe you didn't graduate high school. You got a job. You've been just holding that same grind, and you really have a desire to do more. I'm challenging you. Step out and do more. Whatever you want to do, you just have to have faith. I'm not saying quit your job, but I am saying take some steps toward moving toward a freedom that you desire to become an entrepreneur or business owner. You have to take those steps. No one's going to do it for you. I used to want to go and do a tour. Oh, I want to do a tour. Now, believe that, I put that in my heart. I had a prophet say he saw me going all over the country. But I am the one that has to do the necessary steps to make it happen. I've got to pick up the phone. I've got to make phone calls. I've got to connect with people in other cities. There are things that I have to do to make things happen that don't happen magically. You know, I can't just show up and everybody's there. No, I'm going to have to do some marketing, some PR. There's some things that I have to do. Same thing with the television show. You know, I had to contact the videographer, contact the producer at the show, contact the TV station, tell them what I wanted to do, and take a course. I had to do some necessary things to make it happen. And while I was waiting for a spot to open up on the television, I was still doing different things that I could to make it happen, you know, practicing my craft. I was still interviewing people, even though it wasn't going on TV, it was going on YouTube. So I had many opportunities. Serena and I, we did a gig out in Atlanta. We had a ball. You know, God made a way. He made a way what seemed like to be no way. And we even got our hotel rooms paid for one night. So God was definitely in the picture. So that's what's so exciting. Back to you, Serena. Thank you.
It was so exciting is that with Coach Cassandra's, like, being with one of your family members, when I met Coach Cassandra, I was like, this is amazing. And the most amazing part about ministry is that you don't have to do it alone. So many people want to do it alone, and that's how we miss the process of building together. But back in the Bible days, they always talked about one accord. They even pretty sold everything they had so that they can all put together and go out and move forward with ministry. That's how much faith they had back in the old days. But today, we all want to separate, and soon as one moves to one level, the other one want to move and decide they want to branch off. I am challenging everyone today to unleash themselves, unloosen themselves so that they can be unlimited by sticking together, no matter what the situation is, no matter what the circumstances is. When it said that I am the gift, it means that you're a gift being presented to the body of Christ. So being presented to the body of Christ, we need individuals to understand we need you to stick together and move out together. In 2016, this is the big challenge that me and Coach Cassandra is taking on. We're doing a tour, the I Am the Gift Tour, and the most amazing part is about being unlimited. We're unlimited about our supporters. They can bring us home with them already. We're not going to the forefront unprepared. We're going to the forefront prepared. That means that all materials and all expert advice we have that's in the inside of us is wrote down in our book so that you can still study this when we're not in front of you. So I want to tell you guys, get ready for the I Am the Gift Tour, which will be recorded for the live show. Ministry leaders, nonprofit organizations, schools that's doing stuff positive for the children, anyone that want to connect with us for the impact our society with the Holy Ghost to be in perfection to bring joy back into our society and atmosphere. And I want to say thank you for having us, for even listening to us tonight, because I know so many people are running around being so busy but actually missing out on the Word of God. And tonight you decided to put us in your thoughts so that you can hear the divine word from God. Coach Cassandra?
Yes, thank you, thank you. This has been so exciting. And you all look for our flyers. We're going to be back again real soon at the beginning of the year. And so be looking forward. It's probably about the mid-year. We're going to do some fasting and praying, like most churches do at the beginning of the year, getting ready to be consecrated so that we can hear from God to do the next thing, so we'll have something from heaven to offer you. And so we thank you so much for showing up and letting God have his way, and we want you to be empowered. Serena Washington, and my name is Cassandra McKissick. We're both on Facebook, and we would love to hear from you. If there are any topics that you would love us to cover, anything on your heart, just reach out to us. We'd love to come back and be able to answer those questions for you. So we want you to have an awesome holiday. Know that Jesus is Lord. And remember, it's his birthday, so don't spend all that money on everybody else.
And I want to say thank you. And just to give you Coach Cassandra's website, it is thelifeshow.org.
TheLifeShow.org.
All information will be on the show. She'll even have a TV show incorporated into her website. And you can find my website at PCSPublishingUniversity.com. We're going on a campaign, and we know that you're going to be a part of it. You guys have a blessed day.
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye, everyone. Bye, Serena.
Bye-bye.